Thank you for newness. Father, we don't like when things get old and stale. Father, you gave us seasons and years and time changes and all kinds of things so that things would not get monotonous and boring but exciting. Thank you for the freshness that you bring to our lives every day that we allow you to. And Father, now as we listen to your word and the words that you put in my heart, Father, we pray that you touch each one of us in our innermost being. And Father, that we get the message that you want to convey to us. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to display a portion of scripture found in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting with verse 9. The Apostle Paul is talking to the Corinthians, and here he is pouring his heart. It starts out, well, he continues in verse 9 saying, "For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire." Well, as I don't know if you know, but I'm just going to let you know today, one more time, I love construction. Now, I know that Robert hates me because I choose the day before New Year's to do all kinds of crazy things, you know, but I love construction. I love to start a project, see it go through, go through with the challenges of every construction job and finish it up and then be satisfied with the finished product. Now, I have to confess, I'd rather start from zero than remodeling, because when you're remodeling, you always have, you dig up something and you find something else that just doesn't work right. And you have to tie here and tie there, and I'd rather work from ground zero. The same thing can happen in the spirit too. You know, I love a baby Christian who has never had any Christian background. They don't have any preconceived ideas. They don't have any bad religious things that they have to get rid of. They just believe. And so you teach them, and boy, they're hungry. They just like a teenager, always wants to eat. That's the way a new Christian is, you know. And so everything is new, everything, and they believe it all, and they take it, and they run with it. Some people that have had religious background, man, you know, they get born again, but then you have to take off this wall and take up that wall that was wrong, you know, wrong foundation, and start afresh. In talking about construction, this building was built at least 60 or 70 years ago, if not even farther back. I really don't know. I'm not sure. But one thing I have found out, construction material back then was very good quality. I mean, you buy steel now and it's very thin. You can just poke a hole through it just about before you hit it with your head and you're going to have a big knot. Good material. And that's what this building was built with. Good construction material. Well-prepared concrete mix. Strong steel rods form its foundation. Back then, you know, at the beginning, this building was built to sell and repair mobile homes. You know, the front sales office was in the front, and then there was bays here that they could store stuff and repair, fix, remodel, whatever needed to be done in a safe environment. When the church bought this building back in 1996, we didn't have to do anything to its foundation. It was solid. The outside walls, the steel beams, the roof, the concrete floor, they're still the same. We took the main structure here and we built a sanctuary on it. It has withstood hurricanes, storms, and a lot of crazy weather. Pretty good. A few years ago, you know, we have had a couple of sets of carpets since we bought the building. About 5-6 years ago, we put in a new carpet that was glued, you know, with good underlayment, good rubber underlayment. And this front part, which was used quite a bit, began to develop bubbles. And the way the carpet was laid, you couldn't stretch the carpet anymore. You had those little funny ears in the front, and you couldn't stretch them unless it'll show, you know, some uncovered flooring, and we didn't want that. So after contracting a few carpet people, they finally said, you know, it's not going to be easy to fix, so best thing is just cut the front carpet and put new one. The problem is that you never can find the same type of carpet, and even if you find the same, you got old carpet and new carpet, you know how that goes. So one contractor recommended laminate flooring. And so we went for it. I mean, we needed it. It had to be done. We didn't want people tripping, falling, whatever, especially dancers and arts and kids and all of that in the front. Amen to that. So, you know, we took we cut a certain pattern in the front. I say we have. I took the initiative on that one. And so I cut the carpet, and there was the subflooring for the carpet, the foam underlayment. And it was rubbery, but it was kind of stiff. And I thought, you know, if I take that down and I put laminate, there's going to be a big bumpy step downhill from there to here, or uphill from here to there, and people can potentially fall as well. So I said, I don't think there's going to be any problem leaving the underlayment and putting the laminate on top of it. You know, not that I know a whole lot about it, but I did. So we bought the laminate, we put it in. It looked very good for a job done on our own. And it lasted a couple of weeks. maybe a month or two, I don't know. Robert, you tell me. But after some traffic, the boards started to come apart at the joints. Last Sunday, it was Christmas, and we had the Christmas program. And there were a few specials, including the arts team with a special dance. And I suffered the entire song. I was sitting in there, and the dancers, there were eight or nine dancers, you know, and performing a demonstration on a song. And, you know, I just suffered as they ministered, concerned that one of them would just hit the edge of a board. And, you know, they have those ballet shoes. They're very soft and catch a corner there. They fall, they trip, they're embarrassed, they hurt their feet. And I was suffering. I was so glad when it was all over, you know. So I didn't get to enjoy any of it. So, first thing Monday, I came here. I said, this is coming out. I thought, well, you know, there were not all of them popping out, but there are a few here and there. And with laminate, you know, you have to start from one end and continue pulling it back. You know, you can't just take the one. You have to go all the way out. So I figured we had some extras. And I figured maybe if I replace the bad ones with the good ones that I still got in store there, it's going to be a lot of work, but it may pay off. So Monday, I came here, and I started taking them out. And no sooner that I would take the first one out, they were edges broken. And the second, and third, and the 50th, and the 125, they were all broken at some point. And I said, this is no good. This is not going to work. What happened was laminate was very thin. We bought kind of a cheapy one. I thought it would work. And so on the layman foam, when you stand on the edge of it, it would give a little bit. The other boards stayed good. And then it would break the ears off it. And so it would never come back again to where it was supposed to. So frustrated, I took the whole thing out, called my wife and said, we got a problem. Houston, we got a problem. And so there were a few others with her, and one of them said, how about tile? And I said, well, I know tile. We can do tile. But there's going to be a bump in there if I take the underlayment. You know, the carpet rubber thing, then it's going to be bumpy, and I don't like that either. That's a security issue here and a safety issue. And so I was able to go online and found out that they do sell a quarter-inch concrete laminate that you can put in. So, but the tile came with the tile on Wednesday or so, and offered to whoever wanted to see it to give their opinion before it was too late. And everybody agreed, whatever is better than what was there, which was concrete. And so Thursday we went on it. We worked Thursday to get that underlayment out of here. It was glued to the concrete, and that concrete is hard, and the glue was hard, and the underlayment had to be completely taken off. It was a job. Got it out finally Thursday evening, and Friday we had to put the new underlayment, the concrete planks. It took us all day, Robert and I, to put that, you know, all of that. We were, you know, we're kind of up in years, and so, you know, on weak backs and weak minds too, because who would do that before New Year's? So Friday we went at it, we got done, and then Saturday I said, we're going to at least get started on the tile, because I don't want Sunday to be bare here, you know, with just this. So Saturday morning we came in early and tackled as much as we could. And so, as you see, we're not finished yet. If you would just decide to look, it's not finished yet. But still, the foundation is solid. If you want to try it, you know, you can hit your head here against the floor and you'll find out how strong it is. A good job was done at this foundation, and it will still last a long time yet if it's needed. What we build on is not as lasting as the foundation. You know, we put carpet, and every so often you have to change it. It gets dirty, it gets worn out, it peels off. You know, wears out much quicker than the foundation. Laminate gets damaged, gets used up, discolored. You have to spend time maintaining and repairing it. You know, it's not just do it once and forget about it. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:9 that Christians are God's building. We just read it. Let me go back to it. Whoops. Wrong way. Paul said that you are God's building, you and I. If you have realized that you were separated from God because of your sin, that you could not fix your sin problem on your own strength, and that Jesus came to deliver you from your sin problem, and then you invited Jesus into your heart to be your Savior, then you are born again. You are a Christian, and your spiritual foundation is as solid as it gets. But the apostle is saying here that we are to be buildings on this foundation. We are Christ's representatives here on earth, and we are called to build on us the character of Christ. Foundation doesn't change. Jesus Christ is a chief cornerstone, and that will never fail. We're always building something on us. Whether you realize it or not, you're always building on yourself. Some of us just want to look pretty on Sunday. We come to church all dressed up, you know. It's time to dress up. It's Sunday. We put a smile and we treat everyone as a brother and a sister. And amen. We're nice to everyone. And then after we leave the church, all hell breaks loose. The waiter gets a slash. Bad food. Give me some more. We yell, we fight. Some of us even cuss. We verbally abuse one another and on and on and on. You know, Jesus came pretty strong against religious people of his time. In Matthew 23, verse 27, this is what Jesus said to the Pharisees. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like what? Whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. These were the religious people that were supposed to know about God, about the things of God, and Jesus came very strong against them. They were called the religious people of the time. When people ask you, are you religious? That's not a compliment. They may mean it as a compliment, but I don't never take it as a compliment. Are you a religious person? Religious people are always concerned about how others see them. And yet, many times they're not concerned about they themselves and the Lord know how they really are inside. If you're a religious person, do you care? I know you care. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here right now. Then again, people want to impress others. Sometimes people say, oh, I'm going for a swim. And all they do is they just get in the water. That's not swimming. That's just being in the water. Some people float all the time. That's still not swimming. I mean, you can float. That's not swimming. Surviving. Some of us wear the name Christian on the outside, just outside. And we don't care whether we build the character of Christ inside of us. Life is too busy. I don't have time. The apostle says in verse 10, but let each one take heed how he builds on it, on the foundation of Christ. Did you visit Jesus and that's all you did and your hope to make it to heaven and it doesn't matter what happens here the rest of your life? We all need to build on our Christian character so that when the storms of life come, we're able to stand. There are many who don't stand, that they fall. And when they fall, they don't fall singularly. They usually take some other people with them. Because we live in community. What I do affects many other people. And just as you are, you don't live on an island. What you do affects others, especially those close to you. So we need to build on our Christian character with good things so that the storms will not destroy it. And the material that is good for that is mentioned here as gold, silver, and precious stone. Age doesn't affect that much. Or we can just pretend to be a Christian without truly changing our character. And that is what the apostle calls wood, hay, and straw. And that deteriorates very quickly. Especially now, you buy pressure-treated lumber and only lasts a year or two. Didn't be that. You didn't used to be that way. Wood, hay, and stubble burns rather easily whenever a little trial comes. That's the way we are on the inside. If on the foundation of Christ we have only built me, myself, and I, then when the trials come, we will fail the Lord. We will make decisions that are not wise. We will take detours that are not meant by the Lord. And, you know, the outcome is not pretty. It never is. This day, today, we start a new year. A brand new one. And you know what? You will be building again this year on you for sure. That process never stops. The question is, what are you building? Will you be giving a new fresh coat of paint to a tomb that is full of rotten flesh? We tend to do that, don't we? Oh, I'll do that later. For now, we can just pretend. We smile, even though I don't want to be there. We'll be nice this time, even though I'm still getting my lawyer. Or will we start dealing with those foundational issues in our lives that we have either denied, neglected, or considered that we couldn't do anything to change them? Bottom line is, nothing different will happen unless you decide to change for the better. You know, I am of the persuasion that Jesus is coming back soon. You know, and you must, you know, some of you almost, you're old, you're going to die, so that's why you think you're going to, Jesus is coming soon. Well, whether I was young or old, I think the signs are out there that he's coming soon. And you know, because I know he's coming soon, I am very busy building. Not so much on the outside, I've always done that, but on the inside. My contractor and designer is the Holy Spirit. He has a plan. He wants to build Christ in me, the hope of glory. But I have to give him time to build and work on me. I have to increase my time in the Word. I have to extend my time of fellowship with my Father. I choose to worship him more and more every day. And in order for me to do that, more so than I've done in the past, I have to prioritize some things again in my life. And that doesn't just happen by chance. I have to be intentional about it. And anyone's eventually I'll change things, is just fooling him or herself. Because this life runs in an opposite direction than the Lord would have us to walk. Because I believe that Jesus is coming back soon, I know what the Bible says about before he comes. Times will get harder. You know, for some of us who have lived as long as we have, it is almost inconceivable to think that there would be an issue of naming a gender in our nation. You know, it used to be male or female, and now there's umpteen different terms that you can use for a person. The world is becoming more and more antichrist. That's flowing against what the Lord wants to do. And I live in this world that's going that way, even though I'm not of this world. And so I want my building project to remain when the fire intensifies. Again, Paul says in verse 13, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. There we go, Matthew. We have to warm those seeds. It takes fire to warm them up so that they can spring up. It is the fire that reveals what kind of material I am using for my building. Well, actually, it's the Lord's building, because we are the Lord's building. So fire will reveal what kind of material I'm using to build the Lord's building, and there is plenty of fire coming our way. And I'm not trying to preach doom and gloom. I just read the back of the book, and I know how it ends. Does it really matter that much to you what other people think? Do you think what other people think is more important than what your father thinks? Verse 14, if anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. Well, I'm all up for rewards. Verse 15, if anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. I don't want to work in vain anymore. I don't want to build the wrong building. Even though I may have the right foundation, I can build the wrong building and it's still useless. And I don't want to spend my life doing useless things. I don't know about you, but I don't. I want for my work to be meaningful where it counts. I'm looking forward to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," from the Lord Jesus himself. So this is a message about deciding, prioritizing, making adjustments, and changing. Because there are more important things than just the hustle and bustle of life with its own suction string that tries to suck into its useless pursuits. I'm going to live forever with the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is him that I want to please. And so I exhort you. You know, we're in the beginning of the year. This is a good time to spend some quality time with the Lord. He'll tell you who you really are in him, what he made you for, what are the things he's gifted you and prepared you for, and then he'll tell you how much he loves you to where he doesn't want you to spend your life spinning uselessly. So I guess you have a choice to make. You can just be dismissed and you can go back to your old self, the old self that you've been. Or you can make a decision right now. You know, there's not many of us here today. A lot of people are traveling or just recuperating from last night. But you're here, and you are the one that I'm speaking to. You can make a decision right now. You can come into this unfinished front, because we are all unfinished products. And you can ask the Lord to help you build right. It is your choice. It is your life. But then again, he wants you to become a building for him. Make it the best building you can make for the Lord's glory. And you know what? You will be greatly rewarded. If you are coming to the front and just making a commitment to the Lord, put an action to your faith. You know, it's easy to say, yeah, I'll do that later. Yeah, that later may never come, may never materialize. You come now, we'll help you pray. Pray through this new commitment. And you will be the better person for it. I pray this new year, you get a better perspective of who you are in Christ. You get a better perspective of what He wants you to do while here. And that your eyes are always looking at the unseen, which is eternal. Not at what is seen here that just stays for a little bit and burns up fairly quickly. You wanted to say something? Okay. Well, with that, I'm going to say a prayer. And if you want us to pray with you, you come to the front. Father, thank you for new beginnings, Lord. Thank you for perspectives. Lord, we pray for determination to refuse to live the way we lived in the past. But Father, make adjustments. Lord, we belong to you, and you have already stated that you have a plan and a purpose for us to build Christ's character in us. Holy Spirit, we invite you once again to be the master builder, to be the designer and the constructor, the contractor, who help us to build properly for God's glory and for the benefit of those around us. And Father, you say you will reward us. I pray your people will be strong enough to take your challenge, to walk with you in a deeper walk this year, to bless as they are blessed, and to glorify you for all the good things you do in our lives. Lord, we commit this new year to you. Have your way on us throughout the year, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.